The first question will go to Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Ryan, what a comeback for you guys this afternoon. Quite unexpected on my side of things here in our studio in Montreal, but you guys were believing in yourself to come back and to erase that deficit. And it all started with your goal to bring it back at 3-2. And at that time, it seems that on the bench, everyone was believing that the comeback was possible.
Yeah, for sure. I think you hit it right on the head. We, those games are tough, especially my line. I think we started off pretty slow, and I mean, you got two decisions. You can either let that get to you or kind of move forward. And I think our whole team did a good job in that. And we just kept sticking with it. Even when they got that third goal, I thought we were all playing a little bit, and then they ended up getting that one, but we just stayed with it. And I think it ended up working out for us in the long run.
I think that people may not know how tough your schedule has been in the month of March. On Tuesday, it's going to be your 13th game in 22 days. This is a lot of hockey. How would you evaluate the level of energy left in the tank for you guys at the end of the trip?
Yeah, I think, for us, we're a well-conditioned team, so I don't think it bothers us that much. And it might even help us a little bit. I mean, you're not thinking that much. You're just playing, and we have such good structure that for us, it's easy to just know what you're doing day in and day out. So even if you don't have your legs and you can mentally prepare for the game, I think you're going to be just fine.
How do you approach games with that tight of schedule? I mean, games are coming back each and every day, it seems, but you need to be concentrated on each and every side of the puck. But it seems that your role has become more and more involved in the game.
Yeah, I think you just, what I just said, I think you just have to show up and know that the guys next to you are going to do their part and you just have to worry about yourself. So I think we've done a good job with that, especially this road trip, and it shows a lot about us and we're growing as a team. And I think it's a lot of maturity for us. And we do have a lot of young guys, but that's kind of promising heading back home. So we got one more and then we'll be there.
All right, Ryan, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Guillaume Lefrançois, La Presse. Guillaume? Okay, on va aller avec Patrick Williams. Patrick, you're up.
Yes, hi, Ryan. A quick question. As far as the challenges of this season between the pandemic and testing and these long road trips and the tight competition, how do you think you as a player are going to grow long-term from this experience?
Say that again, sorry.
Chris, From the challenges of this season between the pandemic, the testing, the long road trips, you know, tight competition like this Manitoba club, how are you as a player, do you think, going to grow from this long term?
I don't know. I think it just throws adversity at you and it brings out a lot of character. I think it shows what kind of type of person you are when there's so much stuff going on, and that's just when you got to dig deep. I mean, especially this year, I think the hardest challenge is playing the same team four times in a row. So for us, I think we've done a really good job with it and just getting better each and every night. And it's really hard to beat teams so many times in a row because it's like a playoff series. So for us to just keep doing that, I think is something that we need to work on too.
Thank you.
We'll take three more for Ryan. We'll go with Chris, the AHL report. Chris?
Hi, Ryan. So Cole Caulfield will be joining the organization in, after he finishes his quarantine in about a week. So you went through the U.S. college system as well and then joined professional hockey. What would be your advice you'd give to Cole Caulfield when it comes to in terms of adapting from university hockey to pro hockey?
I don't know. It's a big jump, obviously, and I think he's obviously ready for it. I mean, he had a great year, and I think the best thing you can do is just take as much information in as you can and just kind of learn from everyone, not only your coaches and assistant coaches, but your players and your teammates as well. I think that kind of helped me throughout the way, and it took me a little bit to figure it out. But once you do, I think it shows a lot and it helps you part of your game.
Thanks.
Grant McCagg.
Hey, Ryan. I don't know if you've heard yet, but Boston College is up 1-0 right now against St. Cloud. Are you? Did you see the game last night, and what did you think about about your alma mater? They're getting over the hump, so to speak.
I was fired up. My buddy, one of my best buddies growing up, he went to BU. He's goalie there, Jake Onger. So we had a bet going on there, and now they're playing BC. So I don't know. It's 1-0, I guess, but hopefully they can pull it out. I mean, I'm rooting for them. Love the coach.
Are you going to be able to get some access to the game app as soon as this is over?
I'll probably just keep updated on college hockey news. So That should be good.
Thank you, Grant. And we'll go with Guillaume Lefrancois for the last question. Guillaume?
All right. Can you hear me, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I wanted to ask you a bit about Cole Caulfield as well. He will be coming to the pro level in sort of similar circumstances as you did after maybe a bit of a disappointment at the end of his college career. We also remember your first game, obviously. So what are your memories of that crazy week between the end of college and the start of your pro career?
I think it just happened so fast. I mean, at least now he has a week to kind of digest and kind of take it in with quarantine. I mean, that's the good thing about it. But for me, I was just, you just get up and you go. So it does happen pretty fast, but I think for him, he just has to remember to enjoy it. I mean, it's a long process and it's an exciting thing. So it's just only the beginning, but he should enjoy it at the time.